Hi, and welcome to the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast. Each week, we talk with patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals and do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. This week, we speak with Michelle Velez, a married mother of two and news anchor in Las Vegas, who recently received a diagnosis of choriocarcinoma, a rare type of cancer that can occur following a molar pregnancy.
So I took an in-home pregnancy test on August 3rd, and it was positive. So that's when we discovered that I was pregnant, and we were thrilled. It was my third. It would have been our third child, and it was something that we had decided, you know, if it was meant to be, it'll happen. We weren't trying, but we weren't also preventing. It was just kind of like, let's just see what God gives us. Mm-hmm. So we got that pregnancy test, really excited. About 4 weeks went by, and at my 6-week ultrasound, that's when we discovered that, unfortunately, the pregnancy was not viable. There was nothing in the sac. So my doctor thought it was something called a blighted ovum, where you have fertilization, but the baby never forms. So at that point, our doctor said, it's very early on in the pregnancy. I'd hate to do an invasive surgical procedure when your body should be able to just naturally miscarry the baby. It's just better that way. So we made an appointment for 4 weeks from then, and the whole plan was just to let it happen naturally. But instead of miscarrying, I mean, there was some bleeding, but nothing excessive that, you know, you would think would be associated with a miscarriage. I started to have more pregnancy symptoms. I was starting to get really fatigued. That came first. Then I started to feel the nausea, and I was having food aversions, and they were like really, really strong. All the symptoms were just really, really strong. And I knew at that point something wasn't right, because if I'm miscarrying, why am I feeling more and more pregnant? So when we went back for that 4-week ultrasound to check and see how things had progressed, that's when my doctor took one look at the screen and turned around and asked me, how do you feel? And I said, I feel awful. I'm sick all the time. And he said, well, that's because you didn't have a miscarriage. You have a molar pregnancy. And we had no idea what that was. Not a clue. I'd never heard of it in my life.
In a molar pregnancy, the placenta doesn't form correctly and develops into a mass of cysts, which can spread. Velez's doctor recommended a D&C to stop the tissue from growing.
When they did it, they checked the HCG level in my blood, because, again, the pregnancy is growing, and so the body is mimicking a pregnancy, and it started to reproduce the HCG levels, and that's the pregnancy hormone that gave me that pregnancy positive in-home positive test. And when those results came back the day of the D&C, my doctor said, your HCG levels are at astronomical levels. That's why you're so sick. At that point in a pregnancy, if I had a viable pregnancy, the HCG hormone should have been around 20 to 25,000. Mine was 800,000.
Wow.
Almost a million. It was about 80 times stronger, I mean, higher than it should have been for a pregnancy at about 8 to 9 weeks. And that's why I was so sick, because of the HCG.
The D&C should have taken care of the out-of-control HCG levels, but instead of continuing to drop, they started to rise in the weeks that followed, prompting her doctor to send Velez to an oncologist. To see if the tissue had spread, Velez went for a CT scan. Still not feeling well and knowing her body, Velez feared the worst.
So the next morning, I wake up, and I'm feeling pretty good now. And I wake up to a phone call from my doctor's office, and it's one of the girls in the front desk saying, we need you to come in today. And I said, well, why do I have to come in? And she was a little bit confused, because she hadn't really started her day yet. And she said, well, Dr. Kushner wants to see you. And I said, well, can you tell me what it's about? And she's like, I'm not really sure. And I said, well, I had some CAT scan results that should be coming in today. Is it possibly to talk about that? And then she said, oh, yes, my apologies. It says right here, Dr. Kushner would like to come in, would like you to come in so you can talk about your CAT scan results. And right then I knew it wasn't good, because if the results were fine, she would have just called me and told me over the phone, everything's clear, you look good, let's go on with that D&C. But to have me come all the way in just to talk to me about the results. I knew that it was not good. So I got up, I got dressed, I stopped and got some coffee and some oatmeal because I knew it was probably going to be a really long day. And I did the 45-minute drive that it takes with traffic to get to her office all by myself. And that was a really hard drive because I just had a feeling my life was not going to be the same after today. And when I got there, I called my co-anchor and she had just gotten off the air and I told her what was going on and she just dropped everything and raced over and met me and got there in time to be there with me when the doctor came in to talk to me because no one was here yet. My husband was at work and my mom, she was actually getting ready to head to the airport to fly in. So Crystal came and she held my hand and the doctor walked in and my mom was on FaceTime and Crystal was sitting next to me and she said, well, I'm really sorry, but we got your CT results back and we're all a little bit surprised by this, but the tissue did spread. It spread to several spots on your lungs, about 15 spots on my lungs. She told me it's on your spleen, your liver, and it spread out into the uterus, and unfortunately, it is choriocarcinoma.
Wow.
And then at that point, I kind of fell out, and Crystal sort of caught me. I don't think I can ever put it into words. I can never put into words what it feels like to be told you have cancer.
Choriocarcinoma is a type of gestational trophoblastic disease occurring in 1 in 40,000 molar pregnancies. Velez was stage 4 and began chemotherapy immediately.
So I think the hardest part for me with all of this was that, you know, once I got out of the hospital, all of that was happening and I was starting chemo. I never really had a chance to like process this whole thing. So it hits me at random times. I'll be fine. And then all of a sudden I'll be like, I have cancer. And it's like still hard for me to wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
I have cancer.
Velez has found strength and support through her Vegas community and the hundreds of women from around the world who have reached out to her on social media.
So there are some great support groups for molar pregnancies and choriocarcinoma on social media, or come follow me on social media and you can walk through it together, reach out to me. I will respond and it's just nice to know that you have someone that's going through the same thing and you can ask questions, you can compare stories, and you can talk about plans. And it just, I don't know what it is about it, but it just makes it so much, I don't want to say easier, but just a little easier to take when you know there's other people who are going through it. And I think the best part about that is hearing all the stories of success. When you talk to people who went through it and survived it, it just gives you so much more hope that you can too.
As Velez continues chemotherapy treatment, she has experienced extreme fatigue, nausea, and chemo brain. And although she says she's still new to life with cancer, she's sharing her story so that other women can understand the signs.
And some doctors just say, oh, you're just, you know, the thing about molar pregnancies and then choriocarcinoma is that it's very, very sneaky because it replicates a pregnancy. So women will go on thinking they're pregnant. And if you let it go, you'll have a pregnant belly.
Yeah.
You'll have all the signs of pregnancy. You'll have a pregnant belly, but you don't have a baby in there. You have either very invasive tissue caused by this placenta that's growing out of control, or in even worse cases, a tumor.
Yeah.
And that's why you look pregnant. So it's so important that women know what to look for and know the signs. And if they feel like something isn't right, you need to find another doctor immediately and get it checked out. Because the longer it goes, the worse it gets.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer Podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.